We celebrate today the memorial of the Vietnamese martyrs. Through the missionary efforts of different religious communities and families, starting from the 16th century and continuing until 1866, the Vietnamese people heard the message of the gospel. And many people accepted the gospel despite persecution and even death. On June 19, 1988, Pope St. John Paul II canonized 117, repeat, 117 persons martyred during the 18th century. Among them were 96 Vietnamese, 11 missionaries born in Spain and belonging to the Dominicans, and 10 French missionaries belonging to the Paris Foreign Mission Society. Among these saints are 8 Spanish and French bishops, 50 priests, 13 European, 37 Vietnamese, and 59 lay people. These martyrs gave their lives not only for the church, but also for their country. They showed that they wanted the gospel of Christ to take its roots in the Vietnamese people and contribute to the good of their country. On June 1, 1989, some years ago, these holy martyrs of Vietnam were included officially in the liturgical calendar of the church on November 24 each year. And this is what we commemorate today: the memory of the Vietnamese martyrs led by Saint Andrew Dung Lac and companions. My dear brothers and sisters, in the gospel reading for today, our Lord uses signs and symbols in describing the end of time, in describing the end of the world. From this gospel episode, there are certain things that we can learn about Jesus and about the Christian life. I have 4 very little points. Number 1, our Lord Jesus could read the signs of history. Others might be blind to the approaching disaster, but our Lord saw the avalanche about to descend because Jesus is the Lord of history. Our Lord knows everything that had happened. Our Lord knows everything that is happening, and our Lord knows everything that will still happen. The second point, our Lord gave the assurance that the disciples would never be left alone in the middle of trials and tribulations. The Lord said, "I shall be with you until the end of time. Do not be afraid. You are in me and I am in you." The third point, our Lord warns us about His second coming. However, when it will be and what it will be like are not for us to know. Nobody knows, not even the angels and saints in heaven. Only God knows when the second coming would come. And the fourth and final point, our Lord teaches us about the need to be watchful, about the need to be vigilant at all times. A Christian must never come to think that he is living in a settled situation. He must live in a permanent state of expectation, and he must live forever in the shadow of eternity and in the certainty that we are all men and women who are either worthy or unworthy to appear in the presence of God. My dear brothers and sisters, whatever happens, God stays with us forever. That is why it is easier to suffer in silence when you know that somebody is watching, that God is watching. God may disappoint and baffle us once in a while, but difficulties strengthen the mind and labor strengthens the body. Trust in God, and let us also trust ourselves. In the middle of our doubts and questions and perplexities, let us put our faith, our trust, and confidence in God. After all, as a certain writer said, doubt sees the obstacles, faith sees the way. Doubt sees the darkest night, but faith sees the day. Doubt dreads to take a step, but faith soars on high. Doubt questions, who believes? Faith answers, I. Amen.